Right, well, I decided to have a watch of mentioned in Dispatches, the Tim Page documentary that was pretty important in my early years when I was just starting out with an interest in taking photos. And I thought it was time for me to have a watch of it again, and I came across it when I was doing some research for the last podcast links, and I thought it was time I had a watch again. About 35 years later, and yeah, it didn't disappoint. I thought it'd be one of those things where you got to be careful, haven't you? Because you can end up watching things from your past, TV shows that you used to like. And then you kind of like watch them a few years later and think, oh dear, that's dated badly, or I don't really like that anymore. Whatever did I see in that? Well, Tim did not disappoint. Really found the documentary interesting. I think from a different sort of like perspective this time. I think previously it was all down to the images. I was soaking in new images, as new photographers do. They're getting influences from all over the place. And I think to a certain extent his actual story and everything was sort of like going in there, but I was sort of processing it. But really what I was interested in was just seeing those photos that were coming up when he was clicking through with the projector. I think what I noticed a bit more this time was how lost he was. At the time that the documentary was made, which was the late 70s, 1979, it was about 10 years after he'd returned from Vietnam. He'd been badly injured, which is covered in the documentary. In fact, he'd been badly injured several times. But he came back, and I don't think he really found his place. He's trying to rebuild his photography career. He's trying, I think, also to come to terms with what had been going on and his injuries. And it's someone looking back on their past and maybe realizing that they're never going to achieve a similar level of enjoyment, creativity, possibly. It must have been quite daunting for him to sort of like have a record of all of those images, which actually eventually came to be something that would earn him, quite a lot of money, because today's news photos are images for tomorrow's history books, and that's exactly what sort of happened with Tim. There was an awful lot of interest in the 1980s about the Vietnam War and people coming to terms with it, trying to understand it. It was also big in the TV shows. Magnum PI, The A-Team, Airwolf, all of those had Vietnam veterans who were. And people wanted to know more about the war. People wanted to know, what had happened, process that information. And Tim's images, along with the images from all the other different photojournalists, helped do that and make people understand why America went to help in Vietnam. I think one of the other surprising things was also was his just. I think it was towards the end when he was actually talking to that crowd of there was a public sort of like question and answer, and that was quite interesting by the fact that he was pretty unrepentant in that he did enjoy himself out there, and that I think I probably missed that when I was watching that as a young person. It'd be like, yeah, it'd be a cool going out there and photographing a war. Whereas I think these days a lot of photographers, the idea of going out and photographing a conflict and actually enjoying it is, yeah, I don't think that would be met with a lot of enthusiasm. And to a certain extent, the audience did seem as though they found it rather problematic, shall we say. So that was quite interesting as well. But yeah, generally speaking, I enjoyed it. I'm not sure that that's the full documentary, so one of the things that I've got to do is go and find the full version of that BBC Arena documentary, because I am sure that the BBC Arena documentaries used to be at least 45 minutes, if not an hour. So there might be quite a bit left out. I could be wrong. You know, I have been before. But I'm sure that it was longer than half an hour. I'm sure it'd be probably nearer 50 minutes, something like that, in total. So that's one of the things I've got to do. But yeah, generally enjoyed it. One or two things, you know, it just reinforced things to me, I think, that, you know, Tim was a great Vietnam War photographer, but there were other photographers who were a lot better than him. But hey, it's all about opinion, isn't it? Some people will think Tim's great. Some of the people will think, you know, Don McCullen or Larry Burroughs was better. But it's all about opinion, and it was just great to see Tim on the screen again. So, thanks very much for listening to this little podcast extra. I will be back with another podcast very soon.